Life Audio.
Look Up by Sarah Phillips, read by Leah Martin. But he answered and said to his father, "Look, for so many years I've been serving you, and I've never neglected a command of yours, and yet you've never given me a young goat so that I might celebrate with my friends. But when this son of yours came, who has devoured your wealth with prostitutes, you killed the fattened calf for him." Luke 15:29-31. I recently ran across a forum discussion about being single that stuck with me, a fellow single. The original posting went something like this. "I really want to be married. I've waited years and years to be married. I've saved myself for my wedding night and lived a life pleasing to God. So it really pains me to see all these people who compromise their purity getting married and having children when I've lived chastely but remained single and dateless. They're being rewarded while I stay sad and alone. It's just not fair." Have you ever felt this way? It's natural to feel frustrated when we make good choices and get burned while those who made poor choices seem to have it easier. Yes, most of us have empathized with the older brother of the prodigal son at some point. After all, he is the son that did everything right. We understand his pain in the opening verse. But truthfully, the older brother wasn't much different from the younger. Both brothers believed a fallacy. If I do things my way, I'll win out. The consequences of a prodigal son's actions are often obvious. Life often crumbles around them as they break away from God's truth and embrace reckless living. But what exactly happens when we embrace the attitude of the older brother? We may still attend church, continue to make righteous decisions, and maintain the appearance of well-being, but we begin to rot on the inside as we internally pull away from the Father's life-giving love. As I observed this forum thread unfold and reread the scriptures above, I saw three subtle dangers to the soul who suffers with older brother syndrome. 1. A loss of spiritual clarity. When we embrace the stance of the older brother, our spiritual vision darkens because we turn our gaze away from Christ to fixate on someone else's life. The older brother travels down an ungodly path because he fails to see things from his merciful father's perspective. From his corner, he can't see that the prodigal brother suffered for his transgressions and repented with sorrow, nor can he see his own blessings clearly. He festers with envy over the celebration and misinterprets his father's forgiveness as a personal slight. While the older brother may justify his anger in light of the pain his younger brother inflicted on the father, the oldest son only increases his father's pain with his bitter, ungrateful heart. 2. Pride finds a foothold. Let's face it, comparing our goodness to another's faults can only lead to a full-blown case of spiritual pride, and pride is deadly to the soul. It causes us to lose gratitude towards our Father, obscures our own need for mercy, and misleads us into thinking God owes us something. We may make ineffective or even destructive attempts to grasp at the blessing we no longer trust God to provide for us. 3. Misery settles in. Luke 15:31 says, "Son, you have always been with me, and all that is mine is yours." Unlike the prodigal, the eldest brother had access to his loving father for his entire life, yet his response to his father's joy doesn't reveal a joyful heart. Pride, envy, judgmental attitudes, and perfectionism squeeze peace and happiness out of our lives. My sister wisely pointed this out to me recently. There's no point in comparing your life to another unless you're bent on being miserable. So what can we do to find peace when we feel life treats us unfairly? When your frugal family reels from job layoffs while the Joneses still enjoy stable employment? When your godly parenting skills fall on deaf ears while the neighbors boast over their accomplished kids? I think it's okay to acknowledge feelings of sadness, frustration, or even confusion. But at the end of the day, it's best to stop looking at others and start looking up. Intersecting faith and life. Then the Lord said to Cain, "Why are you angry? Why is your face downcast?" Genesis 4:6. Cain and Abel are another set of brothers who suffered from envy. Cain's sin ultimately mastered him, and he murdered Abel. Is there anything you're holding on to in your heart that's causing you to look down, away from the Father's loving gaze? Ask God to remove it from your heart.
Hey listeners, thanks for joining us for the Crosswalk.com devotional podcast. To get all of our episodes straight to your phone during the week, subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. To find more devotional content like this, head over to crosswalk.com.
I'm Billy Yancey, entrepreneur, fitness cowboy, father, retired Navy cornerback, and now podcast host. Listen to my new show, Billy and the Goat, on Life Audio. Happy listening.